All right, welcome everyone to Word of Grace Church's Sunday morning service. Welcome to all of you who have made it here on time, before time. We really honor that. So we're going to get started with the meeting this morning. And I want to read from a passage of scripture that we are very used to, and we read it every time, every year during Palm Sunday. Okay, this is about the triumphal entry of Jesus. Yeah, I'm reading from Matthew 21. It says, "Now when they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, 'Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say the Lord needs them, and he will send them at once.' And this took place to fulfill a prophetic word," yeah, prophecy, "saying, 'Say to the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, on a colt, and a foal of a beast of burden.'" Yeah, this is the prophecy, this is the prophetic word about Jesus coming, and Jesus comes on this donkey, and people are shouting. What are they saying? "Hosanna to the Son of David, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, Hosanna in the highest." Amen. So don't be surprised this morning if Jesus comes in a humble way. Yeah, I feel like, you know, regardless of the way that Jesus chooses to come, it is a triumphant entry because he is King Jesus. Amen. So he's going to come and meet with us this morning, and it is such an honor for us to welcome him and cry out, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Son of David, blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord." And don't be surprised if he comes by somebody sharing a scripture, or somebody singing a song, or somebody laying hands and praying on you, Yeah, Jesus comes in all ways and forms. Let's be expectant to meet with our Savior this morning. How many of you are expectant, are 100% sure you're going to meet with Jesus this morning? Yeah? Okay, so that's what we are going to do. We are going to receive him in his triumphant entry, no matter how it looks like. Yeah? So maybe we can stand to our feet, and we can just turn our affection, turn our praise towards him. shout of praise to Jesus. Let him know that, Lord, you're welcome here. You're so welcome in this place, Lord Jesus.
Oh, God, you've given us this privilege to be able to thank you and praise you and worship you, God. Not to the creatures, not to the trees, not to the birds, but to us. And so we will say that while I will bless the Lord at all times, his praise will always be on my tongue. My soul will make a boast in you, God. Let the afflicted hear and rejoice. Come magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. For I sought the Lord and he answered me, and he delivered me from all my fears.
Amen. Isn't God so good? Yeah, and I feel like he's just raising our confidence in his faithfulness and his goodness. You know, the Bible says that the stone that the builders have rejected has become the cornerstone, and that is what we stand on. He is Christ, our solid rock. Yeah, we can trust him. He is dependable. He is not a man that he should lie. You know, he is so dependable and steadfast. Let's just, you know, continue worshiping and just declare the goodness, the faithfulness of God. And just continue to worship him. Yeah, come.
My hope is built on nothing. I dare not.
circumstances that feel like fire in the flame, that feel like a storm, that you need to breathe the name of Jesus over the circumstance. Just put your hands up. Yeah. Yeah, we are contending for so many things and we say, God, you, let it be Jesus. For me, to live is Christ. Yeah, that means we saturate every part of our lives with the name of Christ, with the Spirit of Christ, with the power of Christ. Amen. We're going to just, you know, shout out the name of Jesus right now. It says, God, I breathe your name above everything. Let it be Jesus. Let it be Jesus. Yeah? So whatever it is, just put your hands out in the front and bring it to Jesus right now. Bring whatever it is that feels like a fire and a flame that is surrounding you. Come on, I feel the special attention of the Lord here. Breathe your name. Yeah, just gently breathe the name of Jesus over that situation that you're holding right now. Just breathe the name of Jesus. Gently just say, Jesus. You know, surrender is such a beautiful place to just come to the table of the Lord, because we don't deserve a spot, but out of His grace, He gives us a spot on the table and He says, come. Yeah, so let's come to the Lord's table this morning, and I'll invite Christy to come and just lead us into this time.
Hi, good morning, everybody. So we just sang, for me to live is Christ and let it be Jesus. So this morning, let us remember, what did He do that we sing about Him? So in Luke 22, verses 14 to 20, we read, "When the hour had come, he sat down and the 12 apostles with him. Then he said to them, 'With fervent desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God.' Then he took the cup and gave thanks and said, 'Take this and divide it among yourself. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes.' And he took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to them, saying, 'This is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me.' Likewise, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you.'" Verse 14 says that Jesus earnestly desired to have the Passover with his disciples. This was the central reason why Jesus came to us. It was to institute the new covenant. The new covenant says it's not about us, it's not about me, but it's about him. It's his work on the cross, his death that paid our penalty, and his righteousness that gives us eternal life. So let's thank God this morning for instituting the new covenant through his only begotten Son, Jesus Christ. So the bread that we eat is the body of Christ that bore our punishment for sin, and the juice that we drink is the blood that was shed for us. As we partake of his body and blood, let's remember the great cost of our salvation and look forward to his second coming. If there is anyone among us who's not yet put our faith in Jesus Christ, I request you to please let the elements pass by. I'll pray and I would request the ushers to pass the elements after the prayer. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for sending your Son Jesus Christ to institute this new covenant. I want to thank you that we don't have to do anything but place our faith in your Son Jesus Christ, Lord. We want to thank you that you have done it all. You paid the price for our sins. You hung on that cross for us, Lord. And we remember that sacrifice on Calvary, and we look forward to your second coming. In your name I pray, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for the cross, the mighty cross, that God himself would die for such as us. And every day we're changed into your image, more and more. Yes, by the cross we've truly been transformed. We're so amazed, and we give you
Esther to come and lead us in the time of offering.
Good morning, everyone. I'm reading from Matthew 6, verses 20 and 21. Matthew 6, 20 and 21, it says, "But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Yeah, the Bible says that we are to sow for ourselves treasures in the kingdom of God, treasures in heaven. Yeah, but at times we may think that if I bring in my tithes and offerings, how do I pay my bills? You know, how do I run my house, the daily expenses and things like that? If you turn to Hebrews 13 verse 5, it says, keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have, because God has said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. Yeah, as I was reading this, Hebrews 13 verse 5, I realized that money gives us a sense of security. You know, money kind of gives us a sense of security. So the writer of Hebrews says that, keep your lives free from the love of money. It doesn't say keep your lives free from money. It says keep your lives free from the love of money. And it says be content with what you have. Yeah, it is so important. So somebody asked a rich man, you know, how much money if you have, you think it will make you happy? So that rich man replied, just a million more than what I have. So it never stops. The desires of the flesh keeps increasing and increasing. So the Bible says that we are to be content with what we have, because God has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Isn't that a marvelous truth that we can hold on to? So the God who created this marvelous universe, the God who created this beautiful flora and fauna, the God who created you, that God says that I will never leave you nor